All right, everyone, we're going to reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting. And during that recess, it's come to our attention that we are up against the clock. And so it's staff's recommendation that we go ahead and continue items 11, 13, and 14 to the February 20th meeting. Is there any public comment regarding the continuation of these items? Hearing none, if I can get a motion to continue items 11, 13, and 14 to February 20th.
I'll make a motion to continue items 11, 13, 14 to February 20th.
I'll second.
Then moved in second to continue those three items to February the 20th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving on now to item number 12, discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible approval of a business impact statement prepared pursuant to NRS 237.090. To address the proposed impact on an amendment of Story County Code 3.60, clarifying the application of the transient lodging tax to transient lodging in Story County. Mr. Dotson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And good morning. For the record, Denny Dotson, Tourism Director here in Story County. As we looked at properties opening up in the Industrial Park Tribe, there became a concern in regards to the extended stay properties following past the 28 days and what they may be exempt, thus opening them up to residential issues, voter registration, schools, eviction notices for the property, that type of stuff. So opened up a whole can of issues that potentially could come up. So in consideration of that, the DA's recommendation is that we revise our lodging ordinance, but prior to doing that, we need to do a business impact study. So basically, what that entails is taking the Department of Taxation's guidelines and notifying all the lodging properties or vested parties about the potential language change, giving them a 30-day window to object, to provide comment, before we move into changing the ordinance. And again, if I'm butchering this up a little bit, I'll defer to the Keith there with legal counsel. But being as we do take the lodging tax in, I took the lead on this. I submitted the new language to all the lodging properties with the procedure of how to inquire, ask questions, gave them 30 days notice. And in that time frame, I received two written responses and a couple of phone calls. Silverland Hotel had some edits. I believe they're in your packet, just minor changes. And the Tahoe House here in Virginia City was opposed to it. I believe that he was opposed to any type of additional regulation, maybe not understanding that it didn't affect his property. But other than that, nobody else had any objection, other properties had any objection, to this process moving forward. So I'll defer to Keith if I missed anything there.
All I can say is a business impact statement is basically similar to an environmental impact statement. It's just designed to determine what impact a new rule would have on businesses in the county. And so Danny went out and asked the questions to let them know what was going to happen and provide an opportunity for comment. And we're here to decide today whether or not there's something that needs to be done to ameliorate the impact of the transit lodging tax ordinance on businesses that would be affected by it. And what I would say is that really the transit lodging ordinance that we're proposing really does very little. It doesn't add any fees. It doesn't add any regulations. It does provide a path for an appeal of a transit lodging audit or something like that. It doesn't really increase regulation or increase fees. It clarifies what the transit lodging tax is, and so really it really doesn't have much of an impact on the businesses here.
What was the Tahoe House's
concern?
What was their concern?
Well, go ahead.
It was just a belief that there was going to be more regulation imposed by the transit lodging tax ordinance, which there was not going to be more regulation imposed. It's It really clarifies what the sources of the transit lodging tax is. It doesn't increase the fees. It doesn't increase regulation. It's really pretty much a clarification more than anything else.
So this is basically, the way I understand it, just a means of letting people stay there longer, but they still have to pay the fees.
Well, the maximum that they can stay is less than 30 days. If they're there for more than 30 days, then they become a tenant, okay, subject to the landlord-tenant laws. And okay, so what we want to, tenants cannot be, you can't have a tenancy relationship in an industrial zone area. So it's, the old ordinance said 28 days, this says less than 30 days. Really, that's the real substance of the change.
In order, our ordinance is to keep properties from skirting the taxation, right?
It's to impress upon the lodging industry that the maximum length of stay of a guest is less than 30 days. Now, I think what's going to happen out in Tri is that somebody who wants to stay there longer than 30 days is going to have to re-register and potentially occupy a different room.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Lance?
No questions. I believe that this is necessary, especially looking at TRI in future.
Sure.
A lot of hotels down there. A lot of lodging stay.
Yeah.
Right. Avoid people moving in.
We don't want to turn it into tenant housing.
Yeah.
That was the whole idea of the industrial park.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. All right. How about any public comment on this item?
Mandating versus.
The gentleman, Sam Toll Goldhill. Mr. Loomis, for clarification, you had mentioned that this is a technical change from a 28-day occupancy stay to a 30-day?
Less than 30.
Less than 30 days. So it's really, we're talking about a day and a half, 2 days, before no room tax can be collected that would then be enjoyed by VCTC. Is there anything in the ordinance that prevents someone from doing exactly as you suggested, checking out of room 202 and checking into room 203 or simply re-registering and thereby avoiding that tax, the room tax to be diverted to our use?
No.
So effectively, I'm not sure what this is going to accomplish.
Well, it's intended to accomplish that a guest can't stay as a guest for longer or for less. He has to re-register if he's going to stay longer than 30 days.
Okay.
30 days or longer.
So anyone who wants to avoid that, and I guess to clarify what you had said, a room tax is being collected regardless of whether the person stays there for one night or 29 nights.
True.
And that room tax does not, we don't enjoy any of that, Danny doesn't enjoy any of that, if that period of time is greater than
29 days.
29 days. So an extended stay, I'm just trying to figure out, wrap my head around an extended stay and why he's not getting that money today.
He is getting the money today. The problem comes up is if they have an extended stay hotel out in Tri and they decide they're going to stay for 60 days without re-registering,
right,
then they become a landlord-tenant relationship, which is not authorized in the industrial zone.
And also prevents VCTC from enjoying any of those room taxes. Those get diverted to the tourism at the state level?
No, there's only a portion of 1 cent that goes to the state. The remainder goes to the VCTC.
If they were 30 days or longer, there would be no tax.
So they would have completely avoided it, and they would not have to pay a dime.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Barg, you have your hand up. Any other public comment regarding this item? All right. With that said, if I can get a motion.
At 12. Yeah. I don't have it turned to 12. What's that?
Let's make it easy. You kind of shortchanged it here.
Yeah,
would you, you recommend approval of the business
act? Okay. Who did this?
Is it you?
Okay. Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve a business impact statement prepared pursuant to NRS 237.090 to address the proposed impact of amendment of Story County Code 3.60 defining transient lodging tax with the new rural ordinance.
All right. Second your motion.
Been moved and second to approve this business impact statement. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Yeah, great. Thanks. Jenny, thanks for keeping your eye on this. It's very important. Okay, item number 15, we're going to go ahead and recess as the Story County Board of Commissioners and convene the Story County Liquor License Board. Moving along now to item number 16, this is discussion, possible action. The first reading for on-sale liquor license, Silver Dollar Saloon, 15 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. The applicant is Stephanie Collins. Sheriff Anton Oral.
As stated in this, is just first reading. There has been nothing disclosed as of yet that would preclude her from getting a license. As you're aware, the owner of this establishment passed away, so they've been operating on a, what would you call it, a contingency license, I guess, to keep the doors from being closed. So Stephanie has been running it since the death of the actual licensee. No problems whatsoever, so I recommend approval.
Okay, so Stephanie, is she going to take over the lease and agreement and all of that for the property, or is this an interim?
That's my understanding. She's there's some probate things that they're working out, and we're still waiting for to hear from the actual property owner. But the bar has been open since the death of the licensee.
Sure. Okay. Is any public comment regarding this license? Okay. As a full disclosure, I too am a licensee for on-sale liquor in proximity to the Silver Dollar Saloon. How I vote on this would have no more effect on that applicant than any other person who holds a license in the business district. Mr. Gilman?
I also have that disclosure and will vote on the issue. Thank you.
Very good. Great. So anyway, if we can get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the first reading and on-sale liquor license for the Silver Dollar Saloon located at 15 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. The applicant is Stephanie Collins.
Yeah.
Second your motion.
Okay. I got a motion. I got a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All right. All four in the affirmative. Great. Thank you, Sheriff. Moving along now to next up is 17. We're going to adjourn the Story County Board, Liquor License Board, and reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners. And out of sequence, we're taking on item number 25. And this will be discussion of possible action. This is the second reading for the general business license. CCW instructor. Applicant is James Wes Francis, owner of First Shot, 176 Ring Road, Dayton, Nevada. Sheriff Antonoro.
Mr. Francis has met all of the requirements to be a CCW. We've reviewed his course of instruction that does meet with the format set forth by the Sheriffs and Chiefs Association. Anybody who doesn't know Mr. Francis, he's a retired highway patrolman, frequents Virginia City quite often. Good all-around guy, and no reason why he would be precluded from having this.
Very good. Is there any public comment regarding the licensing? Hearing none, I get a motion for approval.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the second reading for general business license, CCW instructor, James Wes Francis, of First Shot, located at 176 Ring Road, Dayton, Nevada, 89403.
Second your motion.
And moved and second to approve the second reading for the general business license for James Wes Francis. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Thank you, Sheriff. All right. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 18, discussion and possible action. Second reading of Ordinance 18-279, amending Story County Code, Title 16, subdivisions to adopt new codes for sand for land subdivisions, parcel maps, division of land into large parcels, surety requirements, land readjustments, boundary line adjustments, and reversions to acreage, lot consolidations, in addition to provisions of the NRS. Any person may complete, return to the Board of Planning Commission a statement supporting or opposing the proposed amendments to the county code. Additional information may be obtained by the Planning Department at 775-847-1144 or planning@storycounty.org. Mr. Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Austin Osborne, for the record. What we have in front of us is an update to Title 16 subdivisions. I provided you a review of it during first reading, as well as to the public, as well as I've been talking about it for, I don't know, a little over a year with the Planning Commission, and it's been posted to the website. So I believe we're well-versed in this ordinance. So just in very simple summary, it is an ordinance regulating subdivisions of property. This is second reading. In front of you is an addendum. We had talked about it the last time, how you dedicate water to, originally in the early drafts was to Story County, and then I had talked to you at the last meeting that we don't want to become in the water business. It more appropriately should be dedicated to the Division of Water Resources of the state of Nevada. All of the text says that, except that page. There was some leftovers, so I fixed it and highlighted them in blue. There is one for the public there on the bench. That is the same thing you're looking at. That is the only adjustment or only addendum that I have that I asked to be approved today. And then each motion, if you do decide you would like to approve this, I would like to add a sentence as a finding that would go with this. I would just say that, and I would ask if you could incorporate that finding into your motion. Otherwise, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
So the water rights, we're going to issue water rights to the Nevada Division of Water Resources?
Not quite. This has been that. I remember, like the Planning Commission, there was a good hour of discussion on this, and it was fun. Let's keep it simple. If I'm going to create a parcel, a small parcel, I'm just going to create a parcel map. Is there an issue with the addendum or anything? I just want to make sure before I just start going on that we're all okay.
I don't have any issue with it because you explained it thoroughly the last time we spoke. So.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Commissioner McGuffey, to answer your question, if you were to create a parcel, then the NRS requires that 2 acre feet of water is dedicated for the created parcel. We can do it two ways. That water can be dedicated to Story County, and Story County manages it and watches it and reports it to the Nevada Division of Water Resources every year. It can become staff-heavy, administratively difficult, and can lead us to liability if we don't follow the rules every year in these reportings. Alternatively, which is really what the NRS defaults to, is that water is dedicated to the state, Division of Water Resources, and they do that through the State Engineer's Office. And I'm recommending that we go that route because we're not big enough, nor do we have the staff necessary to do it at the county level. And through my research and even working with the DA's office, there appears to be no benefit to the county or his citizens in doing it that way. And the same thing would be for a large subdivision. Painted Rock is going to come, and they're going to build 1,000 homes, and they say we're going to have 1,000 acre feet of water. They need to buy that water, and they need to then dedicate it to the state, and then the state would assure that that water will always be there.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
Thank you.
All right. Commissioners, have any other questions?
No question.
Any public comment? Hearing none, we go ahead and get a motion to approve the second reading of Ordinance Number 18-279.
Mr. Chairman, with all of the motions on this, can I ask that a finding be added to? So if you'd like to do the motion, then I'll say the finding, however you'd like to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Want to do that? After you do the motion,
we'll
pause for
Austin.
You can do the finding.
Okay. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, motion to approve second reading of Ordinance Number 18-279, amending Story County Code Title 16 subdivisions to adopt new codes for land subdivisions, parcel maps, division of land into large parcels, surety requirements, land readjustments, boundary line adjustments, and reservations to acreage lot consolidations. And I would now ask for your finding.
All right, thank you. What you're approving conforms to the existing Story County Zoning Ordinance, the 2016 Story County Master Plan, the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval with the addendum that is outside the Planning Commission, and the Nevada Revised Statutes.
Thank you. Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and second to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 19, discussion possible action. Second reading of ordinance number 18-278, amending Story County Code, Title 17 zoning, including Chapter 17.56, planned unit developments to revise the procedure for approval and standards of planning planned unit developments. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very similar. Sam, Planning Commission action. You've been hearing me talk about this quite a bit. I'm happy to answer any questions. This essentially is an ordinance exclusive to Planned Unit Development Ordinance 1756.
Very good. Well,
and so you know, between first and second reading, no addendum needed. We did one more proofread, found a couple of typos. They are highlighted, basically ABC didn't match. We changed it to correct ABC.
Very good. You have findings to follow on this motion as well?
I do.
Okay. Any public comment on this item? Ms. Bart.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. I don't know, I only read these last night, and I'm still trying to read them today. And I don't know if my comment is going to pertain to this particular ordinance or one or two that are in the coming up, because they're very complex and it's hard to read. So I'll make the comment, and then you can figure out what you got to do about it. It seems we're legalizing bestiality through one of these ordinances. It was made illegal by the Fed and the state, while the state in October, it's AB 391. And there's language in here that talks about the adult aspect of a merchandise concern that allows for the distribution of material that is sodomy, bestiality, and all kinds of other disgusting things. But it's in the definitional portion of one of these ordinances, and it's also in one of the ordinances that allows for a business to do that. So in essence, if you approve that particular ordinance with that particular definition, it's against state and federal law. So I've been trying to search madly. I can't recall which ordinance it's in, but it's definitely in the definition of what you call adult merchandising. Bestiality is mentioned. It's illegal.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to answer that.
Good. I wish you would.
I'm going to look to Keith whether I can answer it yet. This is a question that pertains to the overall cluster of zoning chapters that is not 1756. So if you would like, Mr. Loomis, I would answer this question when we get to that ordinance that deals with that item and not deal with it during this agenda item. But I'm perfectly happy to address Ms. Barr's question.
I think that's fine.
Okay. Then I'll just hold it up.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't hear your response.
Yeah, I think it's fine to address 1756 is not include the definition that's concerning Ms. Bard. We'll get to that in one of the later.
Correct. I'll be prepared for that.
Ordinance provisions.
Okay.
Should time a while.
The clerk will make note that Commissioner Gilman had to leave at 11:41. Okay. You don't have a concern with it?
I don't.
Okay. And if you don't,
I don't.
Okay. Any other public comment? Hearing none, I get a motion for approval.
You have findings with this as well, Austin?
I do.
Okay. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, motion to approve the second reading of Ordinance Number 18-278, amending Story County Code Title 17, zoning, including Chapter 17.56, plan unit developments, to revise the procedure for approval and standards of planned unit developments, and then we have your findings.
And, Mr. Chairman, the finding is that if you approve this, you'd be conforming or not conflicting with the existing Story County Zoning Ordinance, the 2016 Story County Master Plan, the Planning Commission's recommendation, or the Nevada Revised Statutes.
Right. Thank you. Sir. So I have a motion. I'll second your motion. We moved and seconded to approve second reading of Ordinance 18-278. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along out, item number 20, discussion of possible action. Second reading of ordinance number 18-280, amending Surrey County Code Title 17, zoning including chapters 17.03, administrative provisions 17.10, definitions 17-1.12, general provisions 17.15, public zone 17.24, agriculture zone 17.28, commercial zone 17.30, commercials residential zone 17.32, forestry zone 17.34, light industrial zone 17.35, heavy industrial zone 17.40, estate zone 17.44, special planning review zone, and 17.84, signs and billboards. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Commissioners. I've said enough already, the general zoning update. Ms. Barta brought up a question regarding adult material and quote-unquote bestiality. I can tell you that there is no, that I remember, changes to the zoning with regard to any adult material. All of the existing adult material allowances I had run through the district attorney's office, including Bob Morris, to make sure that they were lined up with the NRS. Essentially, it allows a commercial use to have adult videos and adult material. That would be like what you would see in another community as an adult material retailer. There is nothing in here about bestiality or animals or anything like that with regard to that, so I'm not quite sure what those issues are. I don't really know how to answer that question otherwise than what I just did. And if it's an issue, I'd be happy to continue with the DA's office addressing any language that's adult-related to make sure we're compliant with the NRS, and I would do that.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Any public comment on this, Ms. Clark?
Under definitions, adult merchandise retail use, the term adult merchandise retail use, which is used elsewhere under B, for purposes of this chapter, specific sexual activities includes any form of actual or simulated sexual intercourse, copulation, bestiality, sadism, masochism, and fondling or touching of specific anatomical areas.
That language is in the existing zoning. It's not really part of the changes. I'll be happy to work with the DA's office in reviewing that language. When that language, I do remember, and it's been a couple of years since that was put together, I remember it coming from a source that defined that use for zoning as that. But I will certainly review it. It is not being changed for this second reading. It's existing text, and if it needs to be revisited, I'll revisit it.
Yeah.
So having it be in conflict with state law doesn't require us to change it?
I'm not aware of it being in conflict with state laws. I contacted the DA's office when that was written at this time. Thank you.
State law prohibits the distribution of this material. It's a felony misdemeanor. Just saying.
As Austin pointed out, there's no changes made to that, so we aren't approving any changes that include bestiality. If there's an issue with it, we find out through the district attorney's office, there is, we'll come back and change this if it conflicts with state and federal law, okay? But right now, you read this two or 3 weeks ago, the first time. This is the second reading.
You're right.
Okay? And I know that you're very thorough. You're very thorough. So you missed it the last time. You caught it this time.
Yeah.
So if you would have brought it before, we would have had time to go ahead and research it before we did the second reading today. We could have made...
So you're going to approve it as it is?
Yes.
And if I could make an additional comment, Mr. Chairman, if state law makes bestiality illegal, county ordinance is not going to make it legal.
Right.
It's going to be illegal under state law regardless of what the county ordinance says.
Right. Thank you for that.
Okay. Okay. Any other public comment?
Morning, gentlemen. Sam Toll for the record, Gold Hill. I was not in attendance at the first reading and did, in fact, read this ordinance. I wanted to clarify that this ordinance does not change, alter, or modify any existing zoning qualifications or descriptions or delineations of any existing property today. Are we rezoning anyone today?
No.
So there's no grandfathering, no, we're not changing any zoning structure or designation from any lots or here in Story County. We're simply updating the code.
We're not changing any zoning.
Okay, so no properties are going to change as a result of this.
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, if I can get a motion for approval. And you have findings for this as well?
Correct.
Mr. Osborne, so.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Jack McDuffie, motion to approve the second reading of Ordinance 18-280, amending Story County Code Title 17 Zoning, including Chapter 17.03 Administrative Provisions, 17.10 Definitions, 17.12 General Provisions, 17.15 Public Zone, 17.24 Agricultural Zone, 17.28 Commercial Zone, 17.30 Commercial Residential Zone, 17.32 Forestry Zone, 17.34 Light Industrial Zone, 17.35 Heavy Industrial Zone, 17.40 Estate Zone, 17.44 Special Planning Review Zone, and 17.84 Signs and Billboards. The findings, please.
All right, then what you're approving today does not conflict with existing Story County Zoning Ordinance, the 2016 Story County Master Plan, the Planning Commission's recommendation, with the modifications shown that were in first reading, and the NRS, and with a special note that I'll be working with the DA's office to make sure that the item brought up in public comment is conformance with the NRS.
Very good. Thank you, Austin. I have a motion. I'll second it. It's been moved and seconded to approve the second reading of Ordinance 18-280. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 21, discussion of possible action. Second reading of Ordinance number 18-281, amending Story County Code Title 17 Zoning, including Chapter 17.06, nonconforming uses pertaining to legally nonconforming uses, and adding language pertaining to substandard development. Mr. Osborne.
Mr. Chairman, I provided an explanation of this during first reading, as well as for a year with the Planning Commission, or almost a year on this one. I'm recommending approval of it.
Very good. Thank you. Is there public comment regarding this ordinance?
Again, gentlemen, Samuel Gold Hill. I forgot to add the question. Do any of these subsequent changes that we're making affect the question that I asked earlier? Are we changing any of the zoning for any properties?
There are no zone changes occurring at today's meeting of land.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other public comment? Hearing none?
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Jack McDuffie, motion to approve second reading of ordinance number 18-281, amending Story County Code Title 17, Zoning, including Chapter 17.06, nonconforming uses pertaining to legally nonconforming uses, and adding language pertaining to substandard development.
What you're approving today conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan, the zoning ordinance, the Planning Commission's recommendation, and the NRS.
Right. Thank you. I have a motion. I'll second that motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the second reading of ordinance number 18-281. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along to item number 22, discussion possible action. Second reading of ordinance number 18-282, amending Story County Code Title 17, zoning, including Chapter 17.03, administrative provisions to revise the procedure for the expiration of development permits. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've explained this one as well during the Planning Commission meetings in first reading. It's pretty self-indicative, and I recommend approval.
Thank you. Public comment regarding this ordinance? Hearing none, I get a motion for approval.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, motion to approve second reading of ordinance number 18-282, amending Story County Code Title 17, zoning, including Chapter 17.03, administrative provisions to revive the procedure for the expiration of development permits. Now the findings?
And the findings are that this motion is in accordance with the Story County Zoning Ordinance, the 2016 Master Plan, the Planning Commission recommendation, and the NRS.
Very good. Thank you. I have a motion. I'll second that motion. It's been moved to second to approve the second read of Ordinance Number 18-282. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item number 23 is up next. Discussion of possible action. Second reading of Ordinance Number 18-276, amending Story County Code Title 17 zoning to provide for design criteria and improvement standards for certain types of development and a design review process with review and by Planning Director with appeal to the Planning Commission and Board. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Same thing. It's pretty self-indicative. I've explained it to the Planning Commission and to this Board in first reading. I recommend approval.
Very good. Open up public comment on this ordinance. Hearing none, if I get a motion for approval.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, motion to approve the second reading of Ordinance Number 18-276, amending Story County Code Title 17 zoning to provide for design criteria and improvement standards for certain types of development and a design review process with review by the Planning Director with appeal to the Planning Commission and Board. And your findings?
Findings are that this approval conforms to the 2016 Master Plan, the Story County Zoning Ordinance, the Planning Commission recommendation, and NRS.
Very good. Thank you, Austin. I have a motion, and I'll second it. It's been moved and seconded to approve second reading of Ordinance Number 18-276. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 24, discussion of possible action. Approval of resolution number 18-474 to the Board of County Commissioners with recommendation by the Planning Commission adopting a design criteria and improvement manual setting forth certain development and design standards and guidelines for residential and non-residential planned unit developments, multifamily residential complexes, and other uses. This item was continued at the January 16, 2018 board meeting. Ms. Hartman.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. I've explained the design standard. This is a resolution, and I explained it during first reading and at the Planning Commission. Happy to answer any questions and recommend approval.
Very good. Thank you, Austin. Any public comment regarding this resolution? Hearing none, if I get a motion for approval.
I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, motion to approve resolution number 18-474, adopting a design criteria and improvement manual setting forth certain development and design standards and guidelines for residential and non-residential planned unit development, multifamily residential complexes, and other uses. Your findings?
And the findings, this approval conforms to the Story County Zoning Ordinance, the Master Plan 2016, the Planning Commission's recommendation, and the NRS.
Thank you. I have a motion. I'll second the motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve resolution number 18-474. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Great.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, in the interest of the very limited time that's left, staff recommends continuation of item 26, continuation until the February 20th meeting, and we move immediately to item number 27 to facilitate public comment before adjournment is required due to loss.
Okay. So can Get a motion to continue item number.
I don't turn into a pumpkin right at noon.
I thought you had to go.
Well, I do, but I mean, if we're budget a few minutes, we
okay,
can.
Then,
okay.
So I think we should.
Let's do 26.
Okay, yeah. On behalf of, thank you. On behalf of community development.
There's people waiting for their business license. Or
okay, they'd still work.
Yeah.
Community development recommends approval of all items on your agenda, items A through F as they appear on the agenda.
Very good. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading for the business licenses? Hearing none, if I can go ahead and get a motion for approval.
It says A through F. Short list today. I'll make a motion to approve items A through F.
Yeah, I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve all items on second business license readings. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 27, public comment.
Almost good afternoon, gentlemen. Sam Toll, Gold Hill. I suggest we include Ms. Stevens in the memo that says we all need to wear dark or black, because she's got light blue on and we're all wearing black. I'm going to read something into the record. On January 13th, I wrote a preamble to Nicole Bard's BCTC meeting report. In that preamble, I wrote the following paragraph. My sources tell me that Joel Culver's replacement was necessary because the Story County District Attorney's Office has finally acted on blatant conflict of interest that Mr. Joel Culver's seat on the board of the VCTC represented. For the past 3 years, Joel Culver has enjoyed a healthy payday because the VCTC leases land where the camel races and the rodeo happen from Joel Culver. In addition to the fat stacks that Scott got from this county in the lease payments, he shrewdly renegotiated his deal to include a 60-cent per ticket surcharge for everyone paying to set foot on his leased land. I guess they figured that once they leased the land for a couple of years and paid him to improve the land and then buy the land from him later at the new and improved price, somebody like me would holler. In this paragraph, I made reference to things that are factually incorrect. I stated that Mr. Joel Culver is enjoying a healthy payday and pocketing fat stacks from land he is leasing to VCTC in the county. This is not accurate. Yesterday I spoke with Mr. Joel Culver and he explained these properties are owned by two companies of which he's a minority owner and a 50% owner in, respectively. These properties were purchased in 1993. Mr. Joel Culver's companies have made material improvements to them over the years. Mr. Joel Culver and his partners made additional improvements to the properties when the county began leasing them to make them more useful to the needs of the events. Mr. Joel Culver explained that the companies negotiated a 60-cent per ticket surcharge to cover the cost of the shortfalls that exist because the lease payments received do not cover the property taxes that are incurred due to the updated assessed values of the property. In this case, the fact that the county has negotiated the purchase for the properties is in negotiation to purchase the properties, and the fact that the purchase may result in a profit for the companies that own the properties is completely appropriate. Mr. Joel Culver, thank you. Mr. Joel Culver is a longtime resident of Story County and has been in real estate business in Nevada since 1975. He's a resident of Story County for many years. Actually, he lives in Carson City County, I found out later. And his reputation is one of being a professional businessman with love of history of the Comstock and a man who gives back to the community. He routinely conducts tours of his operating stamp mill to school children at no charge to kindle the same love of history in them that resides in him. To those of you who read the teller know my passion for writing about things that are controversial in a style and manner that is at times both colorful and thought-slash-ire-provoking. I've done my best to carefully research and document facts that form the basis of what I write. In this case, my remarks and characterizations of Mr. Joel Culver were not factually accurate. In this case, I did not fully research my statements before I pushed this piece. I did not contact Mr. Joel Culver to confirm my sources of this information. This was both irresponsible and unprofessional. As a practicing writer, community activist, and aspiring journalist, it's necessary to be indifferent to the impact of what you write. The fact that someone may not like what you write, as it puts them in the crosshairs of daylight and public opinion, cannot be a factor in striving for making the county a better place for everyone. It is, however, unacceptable to be indifferent to the facts and the truth. In this case, I caused Mr. Joelkover and his family attention that was unfair and undeserved, and for that I'm sorry. Thank you, gentlemen, and I would just like to remind you again, as I do at the end of every meeting, the impact that this would have had had we had an actual full house instead of the restaurant. I suggest we move that back to the beginning of the public comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.